is going. That is the reason why POC that we are going to be shopping more live. People from the pandemic on, the way online sales went up and how people didn't have to go out their house. Well, this is an elevation of online shop on live online shopping. The elevation of online shopping is live shopping. So not only now that you could go on the website and you could get something, now they're going to show you how to wear it. Pop, pop, pop. This is the crystals. This is what they do. Da, da, da. You can put it in your thing. You can leave it on your desk. You can do, and you get that interaction, that full expression with it.
So how do you make sure you're gonna get the merchandise that you're actually shopping with, online? Sometimes they can hype it up, they can, make it seem like it's something, but it's really not. Like, how do we make sure as consumers we're gonna get exactly what you're selling us while we're looking at it online? Because, we can try it on in the store, we can't necessarily try it on as we're watching it live.
Well, to me, the live shop, our live shop, I can just talk for our live shop. We don't do a lot of bottoms. We do a lot of tops, and then people try it on. They bring models, different things like that. And then you're
Awesome.
actually looking at the item. See, with our community, POC, we have gained the trust of our viewers and our shoppers. And that was the goal. So from 2020 actually to 20 to now, we have gained that audience. So we have a built-in audience that shops with us Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. whether Joe Blow or No Blow come, right? But that's the trust. And I think that anybody needs to build trust with their customers. If you're shopping at Shein, if you're shopping at these places, if you don't trust them, why are you shopping with
That's
them?
real. That's real. That's real. And I want to ask you this question because I recently had a conversation with some folks about fashion in general, and I would love to get your opinion about it. People say, when it is, because what I made a post actually, and it said that supporting your homie is just as well as supporting designer, right? And people would say that just slapping a logo on a t-shirt that's not yours, or slapping a logo, that you got from Primark or that you got from Old Navy, is not considered you actually making your impact, I'm sorry, into fashion. It's just just doubling down on what somebody already's made and put your name on it. And I want to know what your thoughts on that for people who like getting started into fashion and that's all they have.
I mean, it's the truth does not need proof. Every brand gets their items from somewhere else and puts their brand on it. It's the brand that you're buying. It's not the shirt. See, let me put this in the screen. So this, I bought this. Once I put all black everything on this, that's my brand. And that's what people are not understanding. If I got a shirt from Primark and I put Revive POC on it, now I'm talking about branding. If Ralph Lauren gets all their stuff from a sweatshop in China, as soon as they put their brand on it, it's not a sweatshirt in China no more. It's their brand. So it's the branding of the things that people have to value and put a quantity to it. See, a lot of people don't know value, quality, quantity, and the things and how to make it those things. The name ABE, whether you like it or not, has built trust. So now, since we're building trust and we're building community and we're building these connections, like with you, right? When we build these connections, you start having a value to what you are doing. And that is building my brand. That's what they are putting on the shirt. That's what, and that
So
is
should
what
people
you,
so
that is what you think. So let me say something. Now, POC, right? You've been doing this for a minute. Right? So when I met you, I don't even think you remember when I met you, it was at Robbie Robb event. He was doing a
Okay.
dream. And I said, you
Not to
need to
live
get,
24 hours.
I said, you need to get this lady right here. She's gonna be the mayor. And I brought her over to you,
Yes.
right? You interviewed the mayor before she was even the mayor,
That's real. I
right?
appreciate you.
So you have that on your resume. So if you want to do merch, you don't have to start at $10 because your brand is not $10.
That's real. Tell them again. My brand is not
Your
send
brand
out.
is not $10. You interviewed the mayor. Do you, I'm not saying it like it was my connect. We didn't know she was going to be the big. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I definitely understand what you're saying.
You
I definitely get
didn't
what you're
interview
saying.
councilmen, artists, all these things. It's not like you at it's not like you're starting and you're in Temple and you're interviewing the jocks on the football team. And I'm not
Yeah.
saying that they shouldn't make their brand up. You are already proven. So
Thank you
your
so
brand is
much.
not going to be $10. So that's what I feel about that. But it is also what you think your brand is too.
Yeah.
You can't.
And that was going to be my question to you too, because some people, starting out, they focus a lot on the quantity of it all. Like, how much can I push? Gotta get this, gotta get this. So they double down and, they go bulk and maybe get the 20 to 40 sweatshirt purchase, right? And then it's hard for them to get it off. And then in that bulk, they didn't necessarily get the quality type of hoodie that people would have liked, because now they're washing it and they're like, yo, I'm not going back, because, it didn't necessarily get the wash or the wear and tear that I wanted it to receive. So, how do we not necessarily help people in a way about telling them what to do, because people gonna do what they want to do anyway, right? And we both learning that on a daily basis. But how can we help people in general who's like trying to step in and try to find a balance between that? Because some people have, the range to go quality and buy that good cotton when it comes down to the wash, and some people just need the actual 40 hoodie just to be able to flip in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything is on YouTube University now. We didn't have that back in the day. You could go to YouTube University, you could learn everything you need to know about t-shirts, hoodies. I'm serious. It's like it's never ending, right? We didn't have that back in the day. The trial and error that you do not have to go through now, it's amazing.
Awesome.
The avenues that you can sell it now, you don't have to go on the corner. Like we used to go down Market Street and get our mixtapes and all that stuff, and people will sell things with 52nd Street, sell things outside. I don't even know if they allow them to do that anymore. They used to sell things outside, right? Y'all can go right live and sell it. So the quality of your item should reflect the price, right? But if you don't know that your things are not quality, how could it ever reflect the price? If you think that you coming in and that you want to sell a shirt for $100, that's what I'm saying. Like it's a part of who you are too. So now, and it's always exceptions to the rule too, because someone can come in and get a raggedy ass tee and put their brand on it and it sell out.
Yeah.
And it's not quality, it's not anything. So it's always exceptions to the rule. So my word is not born, but the truth is the truth. You have to know the value of something. You have to know it. You have to know the value of something. And the value is really placed in our time, is placed on the work. And your time is placed on the viewers.
Yes, for sure.
So if I think I got a lot of viewers, I'm gonna get this dumb shirt and put this dumb logo on it. It's not even nobody even told you they like it, and I'm gonna sell it for $100 because I got this many viewers. In our time, it was like you put in the work. Now you can charge this much money. So it's a difference in age.
Because that's also the thing, the difference between impact and influence. You know what I mean? People want to be influenced right now instead of being impacted. So it's a difference in mindset of how we even view things as value or asset at one point in time in life. But for those who just now tune in, you listen to Mika Johnson, who's the founder of All Black Everything. And this Sunday, she's bringing something to the streets of Philadelphia. You got an amazing holiday market that's going down in the city of Philadelphia. Let's jump into that, so the people can figure out how they can get, do they got to get tickets to get in the door? Do they walk right in? Like, how can they spend some money this holiday season with some black-owned businesses?
Yes. So listen, it is ticketed. It's 2 for $20 on the tickets or 1 for $15. So that it is ticketed, but it's to offset our costs, y'all. Like it takes a lot to do this market. And it wasn't about to even happen. So that's why we're so late. Like it really wasn't about to happen because I just didn't have the energy and the money actually to do it. And thanks to our sponsors.
Shout out to the sponsors.
Yeah, shout out to our sponsors that at least got us to a point that we could do it. But it's Sunday, December 15th. It's a twofer. It's a night and a evening, a night and a morning market, because it's like afternoon and night, because it's from 12
Awesome.
to 8 p.m. So it's super duper dope. So if you want to come out at 6, you could come out at 6. If you want to come out early, you can come out early. And it's at location 215, and it's
Okay.
at 990 Spring Garden Street. It does have parking, but first come, first serve. They have about 40 parking spaces, but it's Spring Garden Street, so it's a lot of parking around there. And it'll be Sunday, so you don't have to pay the meter. We have 30 plus Black businesses ready to service you for the holidays, and they fly. We have a good time. We have DJ She Q, I mean She J QD. She's going to be on the ones and twos. Shout out to her. We're going to have a special performance by Carla Gamble. That's my
Awesome.
girl. Shout out
Yes,
to Nina
yes.
and Carla. I love them to death. And then we're going to have these fly activations. One activation, you get to go old school and take your picture home with you, 4x6 picture. That's free. That comes with your ticket price. Wine tasting from a Black-owned winery, Serenity Sip. Shout out to them. So you'll be able to do your wine tasting for free. That comes with your ticket. And then we're going to have a custom Black girl holiday corner.
Awesome. What's
So
the
just fun stuff. We have a great time. This is our third year doing
holiday
this.
corner about?
The holiday corner, baby. Do I got a second?
Yes,
Can
go ahead and
I
give us
get
some exclusive. We want some exclusive. Man, go get these tickets. If you're listening right now, go get these 2 for 20s right now.
second? Thank you. Listen, back in the day, we did not have representation. And I know that's hard to believe because we have so much of it now. But in my day, during the holiday, I didn't see anything Black. Like, I didn't see Black ornaments. I didn't see Black anything. So when we had the first Festive Fly, I asked my printer that does all of my printing, is a girl. She's the bomb. Her name is Dee. Her print shop is called Print Junkie. I said, can you do me a Black girl holiday corner? Just with all kinds of Black girl ornaments and Black
Awesome.
girl holiday stuff, because I never got to purchase that, but now it's at our fingertips. Y'all could do all these amazing things. And she
Yeah.
was like, yes. So that's what the Black Girl Holiday Corner is. Now, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be a girl's picture, but that's what it's called. You come and you print out everything from your phone and get it custom. You could get the ornaments, you could get a mouse pad, you could get a cup, you could get a shirt, and she do it fly. It's not like
Fire.
they just slapping something on. She fly. So it's going to look nice and
Yes.
fly. And it's just a fun time, and everybody loved that holiday corner for 2 years. Yep. So we're gonna bring it
Love
back.
that. I love that. And that's something that I actually just kind of just sort of experienced with shopping with my mom. We was in Walmart and we were looking for a doll baby, for my niece to be able to play with. And my mom was like, they don't, and she whispered it. She was like, they don't got no Black doll babies over there. And I was like, they don't have no, I said it out loud. They don't have no Black doll. Why are we whispering? It's
Right.
2024. We need to say it out loud so they
Yeah.
know that we need representation. We keep whispering the fact that they don't have none. They're not going to hear us. So we need to get a little louder. So I definitely appreciate you that you're showing up for, not just women, but just showing up for representation for Black people in general, for little kids who are going to be, going to the holiday shop and can see themselves as Santa, or see a Black Santa or a Black, angel on top of the Christmas tree. So I appreciate the overwhelming thought of wanting to have representation for us as Black people, especially in 2024. It's crazy that we still have to say it a little bit, that we need the representation in these streets. But you rocking out everything Black, and you supporting these Black-owned businesses. How can people make sure, they stay locked with you? How can they find more information? But also, if they want to join you on these lives Monday through Friday, she's very consistent, as you can see, very consistent. She's always on time, making sure she's repping for a Black-owned business. But if they want to be on the IG live, if they want to get on with you, how can they get on with you?
Okay, so everything is on our link in our bio. We do everything from Instagram POC. So our Instagram is all Black Everything Pop Up. And you could go there. I'm going to say it again, all Black Everything Pop Up. And you could go there and you could check the dates. We do have, we do, if you're not like invited in, we do go through, because you have to be like 3 years of business. You have to have a presence on Instagram. You have to have a website. It's certain things. Because we have to make sure that our trust is there with our customers. We have to make sure they're going to get it, and we're going to have to make sure that they're going to get what you said you were going to get. So those things, but it's really easy. We make it easy to shop Black, and that's both ways. Like for the vendors to come on and make money, like in real time, and for the Black customers to get their items as well.
I love that. And I want to ask this last question because I really rock with them. Shout out to Melvin and Brother Taj over at Black Soul Summer. You know, when it comes down to even your ticketed events, this is not your first time partnering with them for a ticketing, situation. What made you want to go to that extreme to say, even down to how I produce tickets for my events, I want to stay Black owned?
Rob introduced me to blacksoulsummer.com. I didn't even know anything like that existed.
Awesome. Awesome. Shout out
And
to
this
Live
is
So
what I'm
Local
saying.
Hours.
Like, y'all have it. Y'all got it. That's why I rock with y'all. Like, the young, y us older people have to give y'all props. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. You have to give y'all props and accept your expertise in something.
I love it. Thank you, Vicky.
I think because I don't have children, I didn't get into that. I know everything. So I'm really open to the youth, the younger people, and listen and understand that they know what they're talking about. They're not playing with you. This is their expertise. They might say it funny, they might say it in a different way, or what, or they might do things differently than you. But this is y'all's. This is y'all generation's thing. And y'all got it. So shout out to them. I use blacksoulsummer.com. When I first started, I used it them in Eventbrite. And then after that, POC, baby, it was just us.
I love
And I
it.
haven't had no fall in ticket sales. I haven't had no problems with them, to an extent that it's like a problem. I get my money, they sell my tickets. They deal with my questions as being old. They deal with my ways of being old,
I
and we go on about our business. Like,
love it.
we have had them on billboards and everything, like billboards in Philly, blacksoulsummer.com. You know, that's where we get our tickets. When we go to WDAS, when we come on POC, when you say, "Hey, where you gonna be?" Like, where can we buy a ticket for a fourth
I
night? Blacksoulsummer.com, and I
love
feel
that.
proud. Proud.
I love it, man. That's why I wanted to bring it up. You always rock it, always support me. I appreciate you. This Sunday, going down December 15th, y'all need to be in the building. Get those 2 for 20s. How can they find you again? Social media, stay locked, all that good stuff. You've got a website you want to share.
Y'all, all black everything pop up .com is our website, but we see you on Instagram, child. All black everything pop up on Instagram. POC, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You know how I feel about you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope you get some rest between now and Sunday so you can definitely give them all you got on Sunday because they
Give
looking
me
for and they ready
some
for you.
time. Give me some
Because they
time. That's
ready for you.
rest. Thank
Thank you so
you.
much. No doubt. See you soon. I'm gonna see you Sunday, actually. Don't forget to send me the information. All right.
Thank
Peace. You already know
you.
what time it is, man.